You're listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast, hosted by Joe Hunter on the Sound of Life at soundoflife.org.
Happy Independence Day. I'm Heather here at the Sound of Life, filling in for the Cup of Joe Morning Show. There might be times when God wants you to break out of your comfort zone. I got to spend the last week in the Dominican Republic with the Cup's mission, and it was just something that I needed. And I didn't know that I needed it, like when I agreed to do it, like what, 6-8 months ago. But as I got closer, I knew that God was going to break some things free in me, and he did. And what's funny is that sometimes when you think about missions trips, you might think, well, I'm going there to serve those people. And I did. There were villages and women and missionaries that we prayed for and served. But God did a work in my own life. And that was amazing. So it was twofold. And I love how God works that way sometimes.
The Sound of Life.
There may be times when thank you just isn't enough. There were multiple times last week when I was in the Dominican Republic where people who we did not speak the same language helped me in a big way. Or were watching out for me in some way that I didn't realize until afterwards. And muchas gracias did not seem like enough. And I didn't know what else to do. Like, you know, you don't know, you can't do more than a thank you sometimes. But it was really a gift to see people take care of me, watch out for me, show up for me. And man, even though I said thank you, it just wasn't enough.
Listener supported, The Sound of Life.
Happy Independence Day to you and yours from all of us here at The Sound of Life. We have much to be grateful and thankful for, especially with all the freedom that we have because of what Jesus did on the cross for us, and then also the freedom that we have here in America because of those who serve and keep us safe every single day. Even on a day like today, God may want to use you to encourage someone else. Maybe you know someone who their child is in the military, or they just recently lost someone, and this is the first holiday that they are going through without the person that they love. Maybe just send them a text. Maybe think about praying for them and then letting them know that you're praying for them. But don't miss an opportunity, even on a holiday, to be used by God.
A great way to start your day.
Go ahead. Make my day.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show. The Sound of Life.
Happy Independence Day from all of us here at The Sound of Life. I'm taking some time today to just thank God for all that we have, for how good he is, and the freedom that we enjoy every single day. There are gifts that you get that are hard to describe. We were in the Dominican Republic, a couple of us, this last week, and we were in a new village that Cup's Mission, who we work with here, is starting a new community center, starting to minister to the community, and they had a movie night. And I loved this. I loved interacting with the kids and the mamas, and there was a mama who had a baby. And I just went and I asked, you know, in my, you know, non-Spanish way if I could hold the baby, and she let me, and immediately that baby fell asleep on me. It was beautiful. It was amazing. I loved it. I got to sit down and hold that baby for the whole movie while he slept, and it was such a gift.
Reaching the heart of the Northeast, The Sound of Life.
God reminded me of something this last week. People don't see you usually the way you see yourself. I had a couple different instances. We were on a missions trip to the Dominican Republic last week, and we were with a group of like 20 teenagers and then a bunch of adults. And there was a couple different times where I wasn't really doing anything out of my ordinary, but one kid said to me, "I want to be like Miss Heather when I grow up." And I was like, "What?" So that was the first thing. And then I did a devotion where I shared, shocker, very transparently and shared from my heart. And multiple people came up to me and said, "Thank you so much for sharing that. I loved your transparency. I have felt that. I have experienced that. And it's so good to know that I'm not alone." I don't view myself that way. Like, I don't view myself as that type of person, but it's so affirming when someone else sees something in you they don't necessarily see in yourself.
The sound of life.
Sometimes you might need to forgive. I think there was something that I was holding on to that I didn't realize that I hadn't forgiven a person for. And it took me attempting to climb a mountain to realize what a wound that was, how it was affecting so many different areas of my life, and how God has been with me through all of it, but also how much I need to forgive. And I didn't even realize it. Like, I think it was so deeply rooted in who I am that I didn't realize how much it was affecting me. And this is something that I have been working on for a while. So just want to encourage you today. God cares about those things. And sometimes those things that are so deeply rooted in me, He's going to work really hard to work those things out.
The sound of life.
Hospitality can come in the most unlikely situations. I was in the Dominican Republic last week, and I had an opportunity to walk around this new village that they are starting to minister in and give rice and oil to the families and just ask them if we could pray for them. There was a group of us. There was a lady. She welcomed us into her home. She made chairs for each of us. It was so, so beautiful. And she did not want us to leave. We had a translator with us. We were asking her questions. She was asking us questions. Then just as we were ready to move on to the next house and give the next house, you know, rice and oil, her husband shows up with mangoes. And they insist that each of us take a mango and eat it. And so I got to peel my own mango and eat my own mango fresh from a tree in the Dominican Republic. But the hospitality, even though we did not speak the same language, she was so welcoming. It was such an amazing experience.
You've been listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast on the Sound of Life, the Hudson Valley's 100% listener-funded Christian radio station. For more information on upcoming events, contests, to ask for prayer, and to become a member of the Sound of Life family by supporting the station, visit us at soundoflife.org.